Hey, 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 welcome back for another episode of the Confident Podcast. I am your host, Lisa Thompson, but I'm also the executive director and founder of Self Love Beauty, a nonprofit that promotes confidence for all generations. And I'm the co-founder of Blue Wave Wellbeing, a company that integrates play into workplace DNA. My vision is to create a world where everyone is empowered to love themselves and achieve anything that they desire. I truly want people to have confidence, feel supported, and to have a community that wraps their arms around them. And that is exactly why we are here and what we are for you. We are here to teach you tools and skills and to hear from other people's stories so that you gain confidence and have more of a self-loving journey. So this podcast is your go-to for learning ways to be more confident, fearless, and self-loving. So come along on this journey with me. Hey, everybody, welcome back for another episode of the Confident Podcast. I am your host, Lisa Thompson, and I think I say this every time I get on the podcast, but it's such an honor to be your host, to be here almost every week and just rocking out my own confidence journey with all of you guys. You know, last week we had an amazing guest, and the week before that, I really talked about my dating life and the perspectives that it has on my confidence and self-love and all the rediscoveries that I've had in my life in the last couple of months. And we're in this new season of the Confident Podcast. You've probably noticed we are hitting it hard with amazing guests. We're really looking at things differently and really bringing you guys our best selves. You know, we've been around for about 3 years, and I feel like we've had some amazing guests. We're over 100 episodes into this, and all I want to do is continue to dive into it to bring you guys the best possible episodes that we can. So we're in October in Michigan right now. That means that it's our fall time. You know, that pumpkin spice is out. Everybody's going to the pumpkin patches, football games, college football, fantasy drafts are happening. And I picked my fantasy just a couple weeks ago. I'm in fantasy football for anybody that's new to the podcast. I'm a huge Denver Broncos fan. My dog is literally named after the Broncos. So I'm really excited for this season. But then there comes winter for us. And so here in Michigan, so not really looking forward to that, but that's life. During all of this, you know, we have a lot going on with Self Love Beauty, with Blue Wave Wellbeing, and continuing to help people have confidence in themselves. And so I wanted to share something new that we are going to be doing at Blue Wave Wellbeing. And that is for those that are new, we are a wellbeing company that makes wellbeing achievable for all individuals. And we have our new women's cohort that's going to be starting up in January 2022, which means that our spots are opening up in November. So if you are interested in saving a spot, it is an 8-week online group of connection, learning about well-being practices, as well as meeting women from across the world. It's going to be pretty awesome. It's things that we've been teaching in companies for over 2 years now, and the testimonials that we've received are outstanding. And so we really wanted to make a cohort for women of all professions to really grow. So it doesn't matter what level of well-being you're at, you are all welcome. So email me at hello@bluewavewellbeing.com. That's BLU wavewellbeing.com. So we are going to be opening spots up here in November for this next cohort, and it will go live in January. So enough about that. I just wanted to share that with you guys because you know what? Confidence and well-being and self-love all have to do with each other. And so today we're going to be talking about what is self-discovery and why it's important. And I'm really excited for this conversation because I think so many times when I look back at my confidence journey, my self-love journey, people would say, I found myself. I rediscovered myself. And I would say to myself, cool. And I was so in such a bad negative spot that I didn't understand what that meant until I started to practice it, until I started to put it into my life. And so I want to really dive into this because it doesn't matter what level that you're at in your own confidence journey or your self-discovery journey. We all are working on things. And so I have a fabulous guest who is going to be helping me have this conversation. So Martika, thank you so much for being on. We literally just met today and we are like rocking it out. I wish you guys could see her. She looks amazing and she's a mom of 3 kids. I'm going to have her introduce herself, but You said something when we started about, I said like, wow, you must be busy. And you said, you know, well, you have to understand kids and that they like to play and like they have fun and they've only been on earth for so long. And I think that that's such a beautiful thing that I wanted the audience to also hear, to give yourself grace if you're a mom out there, or an aunt. I'm an aunt, that sometimes we got to have those patience and remind ourselves to have some fun along the way. So welcome to the Confident Podcast, and I'll have you introduce yourself.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Lisa. It's an honor to be on. I really do appreciate it. Everyone, I'm author and speaker, Martika Chanel, speaker of self-love and inspiration. My mission is to spread the concept of self-assurance and with an overall mission of self-love and inspiration in every heart. My background is safety. We don't have to talk about that because, you know, this is talk about writing here, right? It's a little bit more exciting than safety. but yeah, that's all my professional stuff there. But on the writing side, I am a bootstrap founder of Inspiring a Read Book Company called InspireRead. And it allows me to pour into the youth, to give back to the community, not only just monetarily with book donations, et cetera, but also with my time. I'm an avid believer of just pouring into our community. And what better way to do that than to start with our youth? So that's me, a little snippet about who I am and what I stand for.
I love it. I love it. Well, and today is such a beautiful day to be talking about rediscovery. Like I said, we are in October. It is a new season, I would say, for some people. And so let's talk about self-discovery. So you hear this word, I've made it to the top of the mountain. I've overseen, like I'm just making this picture for everybody. You've climbed up this horrendous mountain. It's been really hard and you're overseeing and you're like, I found myself. I found that peace. But what does that actually mean?
Yeah, so self-discovery, I like that you're like, okay, let's narrow it down. What is it? Self-discovery is that time in your life when you're able to take a step back, get rid of all the noise, and really hone who you are, what your interests are. And for me, I was able to begin my true self-discovery journey because until we really get to that point, we all think that we've arrived. I know that I can speak for myself for that. You're like, oh yeah, self-love, everything. But it wasn't until after, I'm a new divorcee, a recent divorcee, and it wasn't until the impending divorce on up, you know, up until this past summer that I went through my self-discovery journey. And that consisted of pouring into myself. So, you know, implementing self-care techniques that I was mind blown, Lisa, because I'm like, why have I not been doing this, these things for myself? You do some of them, and I mentioned them, some different examples in my book, What to Do with These Red Flags, but I wasn't doing all of them. So I had neglected certain things from a health perspective because I was so busy pouring into other people instead of putting myself first, which is you're the most important person in your life. So you should be doing that for you. And so that's what self-discovery is. You're taking a step back. You're assessing who you are. What are your likes and dislikes? Because sometimes we get so far away from ourselves. And healing. So any internal red flags that we have that we haven't addressed or acknowledged, that's the time to do that.
Well, and it's interesting because you're saying right now, like you had to go through something. Yes. To finally take that step. And I think that that is something that I think we all can relate to. It takes us really, some of us don't have to hit the ground floor, but we hit bumps. And sometimes it comes at a season where we hit 17 bumps in one day or 17 bumps in over months, you know, and it just comes crashing down on us. And like anybody listening in, you might be just nodding your head, like I'm in that stage right now, or, oh, I remember that time. But I think one of the things to point out is we think that we've hit this point where like, okay, I have these goals, I'm meeting my goals, but then the universe comes crashing down and says like, hey, I have a better plan for you, but you're going to have to go through some shit to get to it. And then it comes up to us. And then it's that self, back to that self word, has to come down to us sitting back to your point and refocusing our priorities, refocusing where we're spending our time. And I say all of that because we live in a world of instant gratification, literally instant gratification. Get on TikTok, get on anything. And like the views and the, you know, people are getting rewarded for those instant gratifications. But that is not the same when it comes to your confidence and self-love journey. There is not an instant gratification. And so tell us a little bit more about maybe a moment in your life where, and maybe it's just recently when you said that you had your self-discovery of like, maybe you wanted it faster than it came, and like kind of what you learned through that process.
Absolutely. I can tell you all this wholeheartedly. Around this time, more so, yeah, around between July and this time of last year, I could not see the version of me right now then. I could not. Mm. And yeah, so it, like you said, it takes you from, for me, it took the 17, 18 bumps in order for me to get to this point. And what was so nice about the entire journey is the effect, what I got as a result, which is unconditional happiness. So no one can give that to me and no one can take it away from me because I have that. And that's the key to liberating yourself through your self-discovery journey, is having that unconditional happiness.
Absolutely. And it's interesting because I think we all hit these bumps. And like what I remember, we'll never forget the day. It was probably like 4 years ago before I had taken like a lot of leaps in my life. And I was very envious and jealous of the people that found their thing. I thought I had my thing, but I was balancing too much because I had to pay my bills. I had to have insurance. I had to have a 401k. I was trying to plan for my life. And I say that because so many times when people hear, you need to step back in order to move forward, that is freaking scary. And I want anybody to know out there, like, I have been scared multiple times. I've stayed up late at night, couldn't sleep, couldn't like even eat my breakfast some mornings because I was shaking of like, I know I have to do this in order for this change to happen, but how am I going to pay my bills? How am I going to do this? And no one talks about that when it comes to self-discovery. People just make it like, I'm here. I made it to the mountain. But like, let me tell you guys, like finding your confidence, finding your self-discovery is hard freaking work.
I agree.
Yeah. And I don't know if you have anything to add to that.
Absolutely. I agree with that. Like I said, you know, probably in my mid-20s, Lisa, I thought that I had arrived. I really did. And it wasn't until we relocated here and I got this job, and it just wasn't a good fit overall. It wasn't a good fit. It was a toxic work environment, and I didn't have the confidence that I thought that I had, you know, this entire time. And it wasn't until one of my girlfriends just said, sometimes you just have to walk away. And I chose myself in that moment. And that was one of my proud big girl moments. Texting her and just letting her know that this isn't a good, it's not working for me. And yeah, so it does take different, you go through different phases in life where you think, for me, where I thought that I had arrived and I hadn't. And yeah, and just building that confidence over time. Sometimes you lapse on the confidence and you have to build it back up. And that's what happened to me in that particular work position. I was up here and then it brought me down, but now I'm back.
Yeah. And I think to your point, like you had someone say something that to you that resonated. And sometimes it takes us hearing it 17 different ways before it resonates with us. And that's because the timing wasn't right those other times. And I joke sometimes because my friends, like obviously I teach self-love and confidence, and then they'll go read a book and be like, oh my gosh, can you believe this? This is what I learned. I'm like, yes, I've been saying that for years, but it's fine. Like it's totally fine that you had a book help you. I joke about that with them, but it was in the moment where it resonated with them because they were at peace. They were taking that time to reflect. They were like, I'm ready. I'm ready for that self-discovery. Because when I was talking, they weren't ready for it. And that's okay. Because sometimes you have to like hear it from multiple places in order to move forward. And so anybody out there, I just want to bring us back for a second of like, when we say like, take a step back for self-discovery, that actually means sometimes sitting in silence. That sometimes means reflecting on who you're around and who you're spending time with and like walking away from things that no longer serve us. And I know when I was in my bitter, negative moods, I would say, well, that's easier said than done. You're right. It is. It totally is. But if you actually want to take the change in your life, it's sitting down and saying like, okay, my journey's differently. Like for me, I could not make the change until I knew that I had insurance. I knew that I was going to be able to pay my bills and certain things like that, because that was super important to me. And so I think for anybody out there, if you have these certain aspects of your life that are very important to you, write them down. So with that, when you're rediscovering your internal self and you're figuring out what you need, you also have those things in play, because everybody's plan is going to be different. Everybody's journey to self-discovery is going to be different. Maybe you're trying to take a leap in your career. Maybe you're trying to change careers. Maybe you're trying to like date again, or maybe you want to get divorced. Everybody has a different self-discovery moment that they have to have in their lives, but it's taking a step back and being like, what will I give up and what are non-negotiables for me? And so I say that because I didn't do that in the beginning. I was sitting back envious of all these people who were taking steps into their lives because I didn't know where to start, but I didn't even know what my non-negotiables were. And I didn't really understand what I was willing to give up. And I will tell you, as someone who took a big pay cut, who like had to go a year without putting money in her 401k to make that leap, life is a lot better now, but I had to go through the suck to get to where I'm at. And so I know that's very career focused that I brought that up, but I think a lot of times people get stuck into situations because they don't see the way out, but that analogy can be used in any aspect of our lives.
Oh yeah. I agree with that, Lisa. And in my book, I talk about the importance of, I'm glad you're right on with my messaging in my book, What to Do with These Red Flags. I speak about the importance of self-reflecting, taking that step back to assess yourself. And I call it having an executive meeting with yourself because
I like it.
Yes, because you have to also hold yourself accountable as well in terms of why you're in the rut, quote unquote, that you're in. You know, again, what red flags do you have going on? And why are you there? And that's how you're able to dig yourself out of that. And I'm also really big on protecting your energy. I know you spoke about that, what things no longer serve us. So that's the most important. If you take nothing else away from this, is protect your peace and your energy at all costs.
So true. And it's so interesting, Martika, as you're saying that, I'm thinking about when I didn't do that.
Girl.
And I you know, and like, even too, like, it really brings me back to my years of being like, someday this is what I want with my life. But I had routines and regimens in my life that were actually causing me more stress. And so it's interesting. Like, I have a rule with myself, and I'm not going to say it's perfect, but like, my mornings are my like mornings. And yeah, like, I need those. I'm not going to say that it's perfect every morning, but that's my energy moments. And like, if I'm gonna really give to other people and serve myself, that's when I have to find my energy moment. Everybody has them differently, but I would share like finding those moments for yourself is super important. And so kind of going off of this self-discovery and why it's important, like, I think we've pretty much covered like, hey guys, this is what self-discovery is. I talked about why it's important, but we haven't discussed how self-discovery can help your confidence. And so just to level set on what confidence is for everybody that's new, because self-love and confidence get them very confused. So confidence is your ability to believe in your skills and your talents. It's self-love is about your worth. And so I want to make that very clear before we go into this, because I hear all the time people using them in wrong ways. And it's kind of confusing to society a little bit about what confidence is and what self-love is. So confidence is your ability to believe in your skills and talents. And so Martika, can you explain to the audience a little bit about like why is self-discovery important in order to have more confidence?
Yeah. So whenever you discover yourself, that's whenever you're able to walk in a room, head held high. You're able to stand erect in who you are, I call it, because you know who you are without a shadow of a doubt. You know what your dislikes are, you know what your likes are. And as you mentioned before, you know what your non-negotiables are. You've actually sat back and had the opportunity to assess what things you don't like and you like, so that you're able to create your boundaries, which are so important. And on top of creating your boundaries, you're also able to actually enforce them, which sometimes we have difficulties doing. I know I have in the past, but now I'm like, no, this is a boundary for me. And I ensure that I don't move the goalposts, because once you move it a little bit, it just keeps moving on and on and on. And then there's no boundaries.
Yes. Well, and you're totally saying the right thing, like respect. Girl. We always want we always want to respect other people, you know? We always want to do that for other people, but it's about respecting ourselves too. And you said that, like, this is my boundary. This is where I want to grow. This is a skill or a talent that I like about myself, but I'm not the strongest at. And I use my examples all the time of finances. My skills and my talents in finances were very not confident when I first started a business. Now it's like a completely different world for me. I'm not going to say I'm perfect, but I have enough confidence to do what I need to do. And I share that example because maybe there's something in your life, everybody, that you are like, I really want to learn more here, but I'm just really not confident in it. But for me, it was that self-discovery of, if I want to run a business, I got to get confident here. I gotta help myself here. And so it's just really big for me, for people to see, like, stepping back doesn't mean that you're taking a step back. Stepping back means that you want something stronger and you want something more beautiful for your life. And so, kind of ending out, I totally need to hear from you, like, okay, the quick and dirty. Mm-hmm. What are, a couple of tips about self-discovery and confidence that you truly believe that if you could impact someone's life today on those things, what would you say?
I would say, first, date yourself.
Date yourself. Yes. I love it.
Yes. Get dressed up, take yourself out and have fun. Number two, write down the things that make you feel good. And that can, and you can start building your self-care list from there. And in my book, I outline different categories for how to incorporate self-care into your life. And number three is write yourself a love letter. Tell yourself nice things you like about yourself. And that way you're able to take from those your affirmations. And I would say, a bonus for you all is to state your affirmations, your I am's every day. Speak positively over yourself.
Oh yeah. Everybody knows on this call, on this podcast that I love me some affirmations. So yeah. Just the quick and dirty, date yourself, take yourself on a date. I will tell you, I've been doing that for years. I've been single for forever. You don't have to do it even if you're single, people. Like, go date yourself. Do something that makes you feel good. Write a letter, love letter to yourself. Practice your I am's, your affirmations, three quick ones. Put a car index card in your car, put one on your mirror, do whatever you need to do with that. Put them in your phones as reminders. That's another good one. And then I want to share a last one that I have for the audience, and that's slow down. Slow down and be still, because we live in a world where, again, instant gratification, we want to go, 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 go. But self-reflection and self-discovery cannot happen unless we sit and we reflect and we do these things that you're saying. So, man, this is amazing. I love talking about self-discovery. As you can tell, I'm just as passionate as you are about this stuff because it's so important. And I think why it's important for me, and it sounds like exactly for you, is because we've been there. We've had to rediscover. I'm still rediscovering myself. Like, everybody knows on this podcast, I've shared about crying, about breakups, about getting ghosted, to career changes, to the whole challenges of that internal process when all of the external things are happening. And so to anybody out there who is struggling to find your purpose, to find your self-discovery, I will tell you right now that it is possible. It is possible. I know you're probably believing, no. I don't know if it is. It is. I've been there. Martika's been there. We've both been there in so many different ways. And we are here to support you in any way. I'll be putting Martika's information into the description of this podcast. And as I always say, continue to spread love and kindness to everybody that you meet. And thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope you receive many tools, resources, and ways to reflect on your self-love and confidence journey. I want you to be more brave, have more resiliency, be stronger, and ultimately thrive along this journey. And we want to be part of that for you. Remember, this is a community that wants to wrap their arms around you for you to feel supported and to gain confidence in so many areas of your life. So please reach out to me at info@selflovebeauty.com to share more about yourself, your story, comment on the podcast, or if you need any other information or advice from me. And thank you again for listening, and let's continue to grow to be the best versions of ourselves. Thank you.